Researchers say lessons learned from the settlement of Australia will prove useful for the future colonisation of other planets. NASA plans to send human exploration missions to the Moon and to Mars within the next 2 decades. Scientists hope this will eventually lead to the building of lasting civilizations beyond the Earth. But Queensland research shows extraterrestrial colonies could end up resembling the worst aspects of outback mining towns. Hans Mick reports.
It may be a century or two, or even three, before humankind calls another planet home. While the images from popular movies, television shows and books tend to shape most people's concept of space travel, a team from the University of Queensland has now boldly gone where no researchers have gone before. In an attempt to come up with scenarios for what they say is the inevitable colonisation of other worlds, they've analysed attitudes towards space exploration. Dr. Tony Johnson-Woods says she and her colleagues found there's a prevailing belief that other planets and their natural resources are there simply to be exploited.
The focus is on exploitation of the minerals. Basically, it's just Australia all over again. You go out like the British did to Australia. You go out, you take everything you bloody can out of a place and then you ping off.
She says the spirit of exploration that has marked the space age appears to have given way to thinking that's closer to that of pre-20th century colonialism.
There's also an idea that there's nothing already on Mars, which I presume there isn't, in the same way that Australia had that terra nullius, like there's nothing in Australia. So we're just going to go there, take what we need and leave.
The researchers concluded that the digging up and processing of minerals is likely to be a factor driving future planetary colonisation. And Dr. John Coakley says that's where Australia's experiences could provide valuable lessons.
In fact, some of the space research people, you know, they build little practice colonies. They call them biospheres. They're actually practicing in the desert in the middle of Australia because it looks and feels like the surface of Mars.
Dr. Coakley says the social and environmental mistakes made during the opening up of Australia, and in particular its rugged mining regions, could serve as examples of how not to establish communities in space.
We know that our mining towns have come a long way in the last 30 years. You know, they used to be pretty challenging places to live. And those mining towns, you know, we've all been to pretty rough towns, and they're not really sustainable. And we talk about sustainability now when people never did 50 or 100 years ago. The other thing is that space is not an infinite resource. If we go to the moon and litter the moon and wreck it, there's not another one just down the road. It costs a lot of money to go there, and if it's worth going there, then it's worth looking after.
It may be long into the future before people are living and working on the moon or on Mars or other more distant planets. But Tony Johnson-Woods believes it's not too early to consider the impact a human presence will have on these new and pristine worlds.
You put a footprint somewhere, it's never the same again. I can just see bubble gum on the undercarriage of a space station, you know what I mean? It doesn't take long. And if we do destroy a planet that's uninhabitable, is that a problem? It's an ethical issue.
Space researcher Dr. Tony Johnson-Woods ending that report from Hans Mick.